Genesis, chapter 30. Promises to Abraham continued. 1. Repeat the promise made to Abraham after Lot had separated from him. 2. Where is this promise found? 3. What did this promise embrace? For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. 4. How great a posterity did the Lord say Abraham should have? And I will make your seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall your seed also be numbered. 5. On another occasion, what did the Lord say of his posterity? And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if you be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall your seed be. 6. Had Abraham at this time any children? And Abram said, Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of my house is this Eliezer of Damascus? 7. How did he regard this promise from the Lord? And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. 8. How did the Lord regard Abram's belief? 9. How old was Abram when the Lord next appeared to him? And when Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be perfect. Genesis 17 verse 1-10. What part of the promise did the Lord at this time renew? And I will make my covenant between me and you, and will multiply you exceedingly. And I will make you exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. 11. What name did the Lord at this time give him as a continual reminder of this promise? Neither shall your name any more be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made you. 12. What is the meaning of Abraham? Father of a great multitude. 13. What did the Lord at this time say he would give to Abraham and his seed? And I will give unto you, and to your seed after you, the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. 14. How long did the Lord say they should possess this land? An everlasting possession. 15. And how much land have we learned that they were to have? For the promise, that he should be the heir of the world. 16. On what condition was this promise given? And when Abram was 90 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram, and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me, and be perfect. 17. Then to what other promise is this equivalent? But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Notes. The promise made to Abraham after Lot separated from him. It will be remembered that the promise embraced the grant of land, and this land, we learned, was the whole earth. And we have the same thing repeated. At that time the Lord gave him his name, Abraham, meaning a multitude of nations, or a father of many nations. This would serve to continually keep in mind the promise that his seed should be as the dust of the earth and as the stars of heaven. God also at this time repeated the statement that he would give the land, the earth, to Abraham and his seed for an everlasting possession. As noted in our last lesson, this promise was on condition that Abraham should walk perfectly before the Lord. Since a meek person is a follower of Christ, and therefore perfect, it follows that this promise is equivalent to that already learned. E.J. Wagoner.